Joining us right now for DC Current, presented by LABI, is Congressman Garrett Graves. Congressman Graves, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. I'm doing all right this morning. How about you?
Doing all right. I understand you're in 100 different directions today, and it's a busy morning, so I appreciate you squeezing us in. Let's start with the debt ceiling. Where are we?
Well, we finished up about 3 a.m. this morning in trying to negotiate through some changes to it to try to get everybody on the same page. I think we made a lot of good progress in negotiations. It was basically some of the changes that we negotiated were presented to the House Rules Committee. They reported out the changes last night or early this morning, and we're going back into meetings. In fact, I'm standing outside the next round of negotiations right now, trying to get this thing across the goal line. But Brian, bottom line is that the package we're offering up is going to provide about $1.5 trillion in spending authority, but it's going to save $4.8 trillion in savings, and really just puts us on a much better trajectory long term in terms of that balance of saving versus spending.
Senator Chuck Schumer, and we had the soundbite at the top of the hour, says this thing's going to be dead on arrival. How does that affect y'all's approach? I mean, do you even care what he has to say before sending it to him? Or is it, you know what, put your money where your mouth is?
Well, look, what Senator Schumer is saying is increasingly a minority opinion of the Democrat Party. You've seen Congresswoman Debbie Dingell has come out and said that that they need to come to the table and negotiate. You've had Senator Klobuchar has come out and said that they need to come to the table and negotiate. Senator Manchin has said they need to come to the table and negotiate. So you're seeing increasingly that people are calling for the White House to come to the table and actually have negotiations. If Senator Schumer wants to continue on this trajectory of literally mortgaging the next generation's future, then he can do that. But I'm not going to. And I think clearly the position of the American people is not there.
We're talking with Congressman Garrett Graves. It's DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. So what are we looking at timeline wise to have this hammered down? I mean, the next round of negotiations you said is due up, if not already underway. How long of a time frame are we looking at before we have a solid thumbs up, thumbs down?
Look, I think that we're looking at today or tomorrow. I think this has got to happen very soon. Last update we saw from the Treasury Secretary was that she was saying that sometime in June is when the time when they would no longer be able to afford the bills or pay the creditors to the United States. So I think that's the runway that we have here. But Brian, it's mind-boggling that we're sitting here flippantly talking about trillions of dollars with a T, trillions of dollars. We have a nation that's $32 trillion in debt, and you've got people out there just saying, "Yeah, we can just continue doing this." I mean, we can't. It's like somebody who makes $50,000 a year, in debt $1 million, and not seeing anything wrong with the trajectory they're on and continuing to spend the same way. It's just, at some point, it's going to come crashing down, and we've got to prevent that from happening.
What points, with where we are right now, what points are the biggest sticking points for Democrats that they're going to ask for y'all to get rid of?
Well, the thing is that because under this proposal, we bring budgets back, and I'll tell you, actually back in line with even what President Obama was appropriating, even adjusted for inflation. You've got folks out there saying, "Oh, this is going to cut veterans. It's going to cut Meals on Wheels. It's going to cut senior health care." None of that's true. And so it really is just fear-mongering. I want to say it again, Brian. The budgets that we're proposing in this package are actually in line or even a little bit more than what President Obama had proposed, even adjusted for inflation since then. And so there's just fear-mongering out there. It's not true. It's not based on fact. And I think that's some of the problem that we're dealing with, is that it's perception. It's not reality. The people are trying to make up reasons why we should cut back our spending and why we should put this country in a more responsible financial path and not cause our kids to inherit an absolute disaster in terms of the finances of America.
We're talking with Congressman Garrett Graves. It's DC Current presented by LABI. Congressman, I got to ask, have you slept?
I got to be honest with you. We did work all night.
Now, so how does that affect things? I mean, you know, man to man, do folks get punchy? Does it make it, is there a wear down effect here? Can you outlast people? Do you need a Red Bull?
You know, I'd probably describe it like this. Not that I've ever experienced anything like this, but I've heard other people talk about it. You know, some people, when they've had too much to drink, they get a little bit nicer and maybe a little funnier. Other people get more grumpy. And so it really depends on the person. Some people begin sort of lowering their guard or agreeing to things that they might not agree to if they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
And
other people just get more ornery and resistant. So it just depends.
Okay. All right. Where are you at right now?
I'm in the speaker's office.
No, I'm in on that scale of one to punchy.
Oh,
where are you at?
You know what? I'm actually doing okay. I've been trying to pump myself with coffee and probably a little bit more grumpy, but in general, I'm excited about the progress we're making, and I just think that this is critical, Brian. You know, I know this is such macro level stuff when you're talking about trillions of dollars, but this really is one of the most historic pieces of legislation that's been done in decades, and that this saves trillions and trillions of dollars. It puts our country on a more responsible path. And, you know, we've got to continue bending the curve and get ourselves to balance in the budget, just like every state and the American families have to do all across this country.
No, it is monumental because it's the first time that someone's not saying no, they're saying yes, but. Every time we have to raise the debt ceiling, it's just yes. This is a yes, but, or a yes, yeah. And, like an improv class. It's a yes, and. Yeah. And that in and of itself is enough to catch all kinds of blowback. Got about 2 minutes left, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning, and apologize to the speaker for me, and I'm eating up your time in his office. Risk rating 2.0, what's the latest there?
Oh, gosh, we finally had a little bit of a breakthrough, Brian. So as you know, for years and years, for about 2 years, FEMA has refused to provide any type of transparency in terms of how they determine these spiking rates of insurance. They've refused to provide any kind of clarity. And all of a sudden, last week, there was a little bit of a break, and they began providing a little bit of data, which I want to say is good news. I'm glad that FEMA's doing that. The bad news is that it did confirm some of our worst fears, and that Louisiana has the highest flood insurance increases in the nation. And so we are being disproportionately impacted. This isn't just somebody's imagination. The things we've been saying are now effectively proven with some of the data that's been released. Mm-hmm. It's going to allow us to better understand how FEMA has put this crazy methodology together and helped us to be able to explain to them why this is just not compatible. It's not based on math and science. It doesn't take proper benefits to things like levies into account that should be actually reducing our flood insurance rates in some of these areas where they're spiking.
Yeah, back in math class, you always used to get partial credit for showing your work. I feel like we get no partial credit for showing our work here.
Need you to run FEMA, Brian. You get it.
Hey, yeah, I need that headache. He's Congressman Garrett Graves. Man, I appreciate you squeezing us in for a couple minutes this morning. Yeah. Get some rest as soon as you can. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.